Latrobe Valley's coal mines could be filled with water and turned into tourist attraction to rival Italy's exclusive Lake Como under an ambitious state government plan. Sue Smethurst is the chair of Destination Gippsland. Sue, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
The dreams like this are to be applauded, are they not? And Gippsland is vast.
Gippsland is vast. Gippsland is absolutely gorgeous. And we already welcome 7 million visitors a year to the Gippsland region. So adding another tourist attraction into that mix of beautiful places like Wilson's Prom and the Gippsland Lakes and the Bucking Caves is certainly to be applauded.
Where are you going to get the water from?
Well, that's a very good question. There is a thermal spring. There is actually water that comes in naturally from a couple of rivers nearby, but that is all still to be decided from my understanding. The site itself is actually a fantastic location around the obvious eyesore of the mine. There is beautiful farmland, rolling hills, there's national parks nearby, and it literally is only 1 hour from the snow and 1 hour from the surf, which is the only place, in my understanding, in Australia to have that sort of capability. So to be able to welcome tourists there, the location is great, it's ready to go, it just needs something done with it, and I say bring it on.
Are you getting many Chinese tourists in Gippsland?
Yes, we certainly do. We've seen a massive increase in the last couple of years, and they come right across. I mean, when we're talking Gippsland, we're talking a region from the outskirts of Melbourne right through to the New South Wales border. So they're visiting places like Phillip Island. They are loving places like Wilson's Prom, and they're certainly coming to the Gippsland Lakes to see the gorgeous run and dolphins that we have up here. So being able to add a really high-quality five-star resort-type facility would be a great, great asset to the region.
What's the nearest town to the open cut that you're going to fill with water?
It is literally right on the edge of Morwell. So Morwell is less than a kilometre away from the open cut mine, and the main highway at the moment runs through right between the open cut mine and the township. So there is a township already there.
Yeah, does Morwell currently have the facility to be able to accommodate tourists?
No, and look, right across Gippsland, we are very short on accommodation, like a lot of places around Victoria. We desperately need accommodation to support the tourists that are coming to the region. And we know that with proper five-star quality accommodation, we can increase the bed nights, we can increase their length of stay, and we can therefore increase the economic contribution of tourists into the community.
Good on you, Sue. Good luck with it. Sue Smethurst, Chair of Destination Gippsland. I went before last Christmas to Flinders Island, which is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's the same issue. Where do you get the accommodation? If you're going to get lots of tourists there, where are they all going to stay?
Have you been to the Bucking Caves?
I heard Sue mention that on the way through. Well, thought it might get your attention.
No, I have. I've been to the Bucking Caves.
Who was Bucking?
He was an explorer.
Right. 23 after 7.
Has that for a while, guess.
That's not bad. And as next.